This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's some problematic news for Uber and Lyft. More than 10% of the drivers for those companies in Massachusetts, 8,000 drivers in all, failed state background checks for everything from convictions for violent felonies and sex crimes to uncontested court charges and driver's license suspensions, which could be a challenge for the companies, yes. Also, ride-sharing writ large, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Uber and Lyft usually run their own background checks through third-party vendors, and those typically go back 7 years. But to get access to the lucrative ride business out of Boston's Logan Airport, the companies agreed to abide by Massachusetts state background checks that are much more comprehensive. Uber said in a statement that the new screening includes an unfair and unjust indefinite look-back period for would-be drivers. Lyft didn't respond by their deadline. Brooks Rainwater at the National League of Cities says the company should probably be prepared for more regulation like this.
The public safety component, that's really what local leaders have been most concerned about.
Business lecturer Peter Cohen at Babson College says the companies would be better off welcoming more stringent requirements.
So I think that they need to start taking the high road and embracing this as better customer experience and better hiring.
He says submitting to more rigorous background checks might slow down the company's recruitment of new drivers and restrain revenue growth.
But ultimately, their long-term survival, I think, depends in part on the absence of these bad stories.
Harry Campbell is a driver for Uber and Lyft who publishes the blog therideshareguy.com. He says anything that makes passengers feel more secure would help drivers do better.
We hear from a lot of female passengers who, you know, are getting into cars typically with a male driver where they feel unsafe or that they feel like the driver is being inappropriate.
And he says if the applicant pool does shrink with more scrutiny of would-be hires, the companies should boost pay to retain good drivers and keep them behind the wheel. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.